Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. All the boys are back together. Professor Landini, the whitest Brian, crazy-ass Jeff, Brian Mitchell, Super Bowl winner, and me, J to the P. What up, B? How
what
we
up,
doing?
Dog? I'm chilling, man.
You had an awesome golf tournament yesterday for the Intentional Charity out at Woodmont. How did it all go?
Everything went well, man. Hit the ball very good.
You said you shot a 30 on the back?
Well, nah. When you play the shamble and you play your ball in, you hit the best drive, play your ball in, and it's just how you go from that point. So you play it like didn't have a lot of anything but pars and birdies. Say it like that.
Well, I mean, that's a tough track, dude. I played Woodmont a lot.
And if you get above the hole, you got problems.
Dude, I'm telling you, and that member guessed, I lived above the hole. And weren't a lot of birdies and pars on the cart. it really didn't go great. That's a tough track over there.
Oh, it is.
I'm glad. I'm sure you guys raised a ton of cash.
Yep.
And then landfill, prepare the lasers, maybe. I think that might be appropriate.
Pew, 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 pew.
I went to Men's Warehouse. Shout out to me.
About damn time.
My man Cody's
because
wedding's coming up.
Everything is next week.
Yeah.
You needed to get there.
But I told my guy at Men's Warehouse, just like I'm telling people, I'm off the rack, baby. I'm easy. 42 regular, 34, 30. Like, I don't need alterations. I'm about as basic as it gets when it comes to my suit measurements, man. dude was cool. Shout out to Men's Warehouse. It was easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have to return that stuff the next day, though.
Oh, no. I told the dude, I said, you won't be seeing me probably Sunday. You might see me Monday.
Yeah. Like, are we going to have to pay a late fee or something?
No.
There's no chance. We're going to be in Erie, freaking Pennsylvania. I'm not making it back to Rockville on Sunday.
You'll get Monday,
dog.
Homie.
Yeah. So we'll figure that out. So Lauren and the girls are at the beach, and yesterday I had to go help the junior golfers, which was kind of fun. I just drove around. Uh-huh. I got to drive that big-ass cart, like the 6-seater cart.
Where you carry a lot of kids?
Yeah. And then, you know, I was solo, so I went and met my buddy Ed for dinner. You know Mathers.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned something about myself. You know the rule.
Something we probably already told you, you just figured it out.
Well, you know the rule. You only have one martini. One martini is all you have.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, I know that's your rule,
yeah.
But you have to count the other stuff
no.
that you have, too.
Well, here's what I've learned is Martini Monday might not be the move for me. You start your your week on a hell of a pace when you have a martini on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm like a martini Thursday guy. I think that's what I've learned. And then
it doesn't match, Jay.
I come in here and Jeff is like, "Yo, I'm so happy to see you guys." And then 30 seconds later, y'all are just wrestling.
Well, you know, Jeff always think he's gonna run up on somebody, man. Everybody gonna be playing that.
Landfill, were you surprised to see the boys wrestling
just like
on Tuesday morning?
Like I caught him when he was breathing. I'm gonna put him to sleep one time too.
You caught him pretty good in the ribs, dude.
I was not. Beamish just—he's a very truculent guy, and he likes to fight people.
In B's defense,
I was sitting here
he was just sitting here.
This Bama runs in here and say what he's gonna do.
Yo, that is facts.
No, that is not facts.
It is facts.
What had happened was I walked in instead of, you know, giving you the ritual middle finger salute, I gave you a peace sign and said, "What's up, bros? I'm not even going to do that today because I'm happy to see y'all."
Hold on. I don't think that's what happened.
Then you gave me the salute.
I'm always giving
you
the salute.
And I said, "See, I was trying to be nice. Now I got coming in and beat you up." And then I beat you up.
I don't think that's the way it worked.
I think you went, "Ooh."
Yeah, I didn't know you was firing that one.
Yeah, that right to the ribs came in hot.
It tastes good, though. That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, pause, Jeff. So there were a couple sporting events last night. The Thunder played. The Pacers did.
There you go. Yeah. Pacers did. Halliburton, what happened to him last night, Jeff?
Halla, no buckets.
I mean, he had no field goals.
I think he was hurt, right?
He wasn't hurt before. He had already missed a lot of shots before that.
Hey, man, everybody have an off game.
I don't know.
Pacers and seven.
I ain't ever seen.
Pacers and seven.
I never seen the great ones have 4 points and no hit no buckets in a final.
Yeah, dude, it's funny because
now I'm about to go hate and find somebody.
Go find somebody.
The conversation around Halliburton has been that fellow players think he's overrated, right? Mm-hmm. Like that, the story from The Athletic was not, that was players voting, right? Uh-huh. That was players saying he's the most overrated player. And then he hits big shot after big shot, series after series in these playoffs. And you're like, that dude, how's that dude overrated? And then last night, he drops 0 for 6 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3. I mean, he did have 6 boards. You know what his plus minus was last night?
What?
Minus 13. Mm. You know what Shea's was?
What?
Plus 9. My man Lou Dort was a plus 14 last night.
Dort's a defender, though.
Dude.
He makes people upset.
Of the Thunder's 5 starters, 4 of them were pluses. Dort was plus 14. SGA's plus 9. Jalen Williams plus 14. Chet Holmgren plus 12. I mean, when Jay Will goes for 40, the Pacers are just cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Just
Dude was hitting everything, man. No matter if he was off balance, falling, whatever. He was making everything.
Wiggins, Terp, chimed in with 4 threes, rather.
Yeah.
It was
early on, bro, it's like he was doing layups when he was shooting those threes, man.
It was outside of what, Jeff?
Michael Jordan had a 0-point game in the 1997 playoffs against the Miami Heat.
Was it in the finals?
That was a first-round series where they probably rolled.
We said playoffs, bro.
I specified finals.
Okay, well, either way, great players have off days, too. We're not going to sit here and act like this man ain't carry his team since the All-Star weekend.
He has not carried his team because he hadn't even been the leading scorer on his team.
What?
He hadn't been the leading scorer on his team. Check it out.
B is a Siakam truther.
No. Check it out. It's Pascal Siakam, but the thing is, without Halliburton and his effectiveness as a point guard, they don't score those points.
Overrated.
He opened up a lot. He opened up a lot of opportunities for his team.
Last night?
No, I'm talking about before this. We're not going to sit here and say he's overrated because of one bad game.
I'm going to say it. All I'm going to say is Michael Jordan won 6 championships. How many Halliburton got?
Hey, that's fine. But
none.
The question
How many
was,
gonna have?
The,
none.
The premise was, players have an off game. We can't sit here and call him overrated just because he had one off game.
Well, if I put out he was in the finals at the great, and you went and found a playoff game when he wasn't in the finals. Find me one in the finals.
Well, I think a lot of things can be true here. Jeff, do me a favor. For all of our sanity, Stop looking up Michael Jordan statistics to compare to Halliburton.
No, I didn't look up Michael
Halliburton Jordan. Halliburton doesn't belong in the conversation.
I searched lowest NBA point, lowest points in a playoff game by an NBA player, and it just popped up with Michael Jordan. I didn't search him.
That's fine. Let's stop the madness before it gets too far gone with any sort of Halliburton MJ conversation. Let's stop there. Oh. But multiple things can be true.
He had 4 points last night.
Has Halliburton been really good and really, really clutch in some big moments this playoff run?
In moments.
Absolutely. But when you can have a dud like that in big moments, you can see why other players sometimes might call him overrated. Like, those all, that entire sentence can be true.
The players that probably called him overrated probably is not even as far as he is in the playoffs.
I doubt that, seriously.
I mean, that may or may not be true. There's only one other team playing. But, like, you can see why people question sometimes. Like, when I watch...
We looked at a game prior. He had, 13, 14? Yeah. He didn't have no points. He had, 3 points and 3 rebounds all the way up to the fourth quarter. He was doing nothing. And his team keep him along. Yeah, he makes big shots. And a lot of, just like my man Robert Horry. Robert Horry made a lot of big shots late
big
in the game. I'd be damned if anybody ever thought he was carrying it.
I think Halliburton, I love his game. He's like an old school point guard. He's still he's a modern version of a pass first guard. Like, as much as anybody passes anymore, right? But there's some duds in there. And when you watch, I mean, really, in this series, the fact that it's SGA on the other side, there is not, I don't want to overstate this because obviously he misses shots, but there is not many shots with SGA where I'm like, no chance. Halliburton throws some stuff up where it's like, you can tell pure shooters. Yes, Landfill. Professor.
I have a stat correction.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan against Miami in the 97 playoffs. Here are his point totals. 37, 23, 34, 29, 28.
So what the hell is Jeff talking about?
It was AI.
And you argued about that. Are
you blaming this on artificial intelligence? No. Or are you saying Allen Iverson
We literally just, before Landfill wanted to go, and I was going to correct myself, but Landfill wanted to be a jack, but
you know what? I didn't believe you. That's why I was quite right now. I didn't believe you, so I was googling it right here.
It's right here, and it says according.
Jordan
to
was the lead scorer in every game except for one where he was joint lead scorer with Scottie Pippen.
Hey, I'm sorry, I take it. Apology accepted.
Jeff, that's just a left hand up. I messed up situation.
Yeah, but I was going to do that, but Landfill had to drag me. It's okay.
You deserve it's dragging okay. in that situation.
But
that's deserved.
I was
dragging.
Admitting to it. I didn't have to get dragged. It's okay.
Jeff's not allowed to answer this question. Okay. Does anybody think this series is still in play?
I think it is because I watched the referees last night, how they do sometimes and what they do on both sides. I'm like,
we'll see if Scott Foster's coming to where they going next.
Sometimes I am totally wondering what they're looking at, and it's not just against the Pacers or the Thunder. It's against everybody in this series. I'm looking last night. I'm like, this referee got to be damn blind. Like when they tried to say the ball was off of Chet Holmgren's hand. Like, he never touched it. And then the other one, when they were like, oh, Siakam, he was out of bounds. Yes, he was out of bounds because he got shoved out of bounds. It should have been a foul call. They didn't see that.
I don't know that the Thunder win it in Indy in Game 6, but the Thunder are going to win this series.
Yeah, they're not losing the Game 7 in Oklahoma.
That Oklahoma crowd is loud. It seems like a really good home
court
advantage.
That is the most college pro.
Totally.
Pro crowd I've ever seen in my life.
Totally. They're all wearing the different t-shirts and stuff. good for them. Certainly, SGA is that dude. Jay Will going for 40 is just an absolute
Jay
killer.
Jay Will's a bad man, dog.
I like Holmgren's game, too.
But you know what?
That dude is skinny as a rail.
Chet needs to gain some weight.
Yo.
Like last night, the whole complaint was every time he sets a pick, Shea gets no... Separation. Well, when the other guy comes in,
Hartenstein,
he gets separation like hell. If anybody else does it, and then you watch him, every time he has a battle with anyone for the ball, Chet's not coming up with the ball.
Mm-mm.
And if they really decide to bump with him, he ends up on the floor every damn time. He needs to put about 25 on him.
You wonder if Chet Holmgren played in like the late 90s against like Charles Oakley.
He would die.
Charles Barkley.
He would die.
I mean, I think he might get like.
They would have a couple of officers coming on court to handcuff him for murder. Because he is too damn skinny.
Meanwhile, Hartenstein's built like Drago, like just all muscle. That one's over. Who knows when the next game is? When's the next game? Next Saturday? I have no idea. Whenever they play.
The next game is in a couple days, dude.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So they're actually, all right. We'll watch that one.
Yeah.
There was another ball game last night, B. And I know you well enough that you probably weren't listening yesterday when my man Toby Altarheiser went ballistic.
Did he tell you how you, did they bring up how you spelled the dude's name?
On my phone, in my phone.
I'm serious. You sent it to me. I was like, "Who the hell is this?"
I'll send it to. So the...
I said, "Toby, how you spell your name?" He's like, "Altizer." I'm like, "Look what JP spelled." Can you let the people know how you spell? I couldn't remember exactly.
So, in my defense,
AL.
When I first met Toby, was when he was working in Milwaukee, and he used to book me for their shows, and I just tried to save his number real quick, and I didn't really know his name. So that's how I saved it.
Well,
how
you spelled it?
I just put it in the group thread. I'll let Landfill read it.
Oberhauser.
Altizer does not sound like Oberhauser.
Oberhauser.
I was like, who the hell is this? So I called Toby. I told me, how you spell your name, bro? Because he said A-L-T. I was like, yeah. I said, I'm going to see how JP spelled it.
I spelled it A-L-B-E-R-H-O-U-S-E-R. Toby Alberhauser.
That killed me there, dog.
Well, B, I'm not changing it now. He's Alberhauser to me. There's big trouble in Natstown, Brian. We had this lady calling yesterday, Anna. Shout out to Anna. I believe she was from Falls Church. Does that sound right? Maybe it was Fairfax. Forgive me. Anna was pissed.
At you?
No.
At the Nats.
She likes the program. She's a big fan.
Okay.
She's very mad at the Nats. Okay. I tell you what, Anna, if you're out there, 10:45, we're going to make Anna bat phone. We need you to call in. So the Nats have now lost 9 in a row.
Okay.
Including being...
That was a 7 in a row earlier.
Yeah, but they rebounded from that. But this was supposed to be their get fat stretch. This was supposed to be, you know, really, really easy, chill set portion of the schedule here. Because they had 3 at home against the Marlins, who are terrible. And then 4 at home against the Rockies. Well, the Marlins came to town and swept them. And there was all
and
sorts.
And we thought they were going to get a win against the Rockies. Thought that.
Surely they're going to rally the troops to beat the Rockies. And that did not happen last night. They lost 6-4 to the Rockies. Do you know how many wins the Rockies had before last night, B? You know what their record was? They were 14-57 coming to town last night.
Okay, now they are.
That's.
Now they won 3.
What is that? Is that 40 under 500?
17-57 now.
No, they only won one.
They only won one last game?
Night. Yeah. I mean, it was the first game of a four-game series. The pressure from the phone lines, when we did the phones yesterday, B, on Davey, is significant. Significant. And I honestly wonder if they can outrun this storm. I'm a big believer in if you're going to make a major change like that, is it going to make you better? Like, is promoting your bench coach to the top seat, does that make the team better?
Mm-hmm.
And people love screaming, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach. I don't know that firing the coach will do anything with the Nats roster.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at least according to Anna and others, like, there's a significant question if Davey has lost the clubhouse. And if that happens, then you do have to make a change. And I think dropping the 1st of 4 to Colorado, who came in on a historically bad pace, is a real rough way to start a series.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's be real now. When they were going on their little stretch, we were praising the same team. When they had their little 9-11 and something like that, and we talked about the young talent. Now the coach has lost the team. Sometimes we got to blame these players for not living up to their hype too, right?
I mean, that's what Davey said, and that's what got everybody in an uproar is that he said, you know, it's not the coaching, it's on the players. And
Because you know I believe in players when it comes to certain things. But you know what? Eventually, players have to play. You know, you're a professional athlete. You're not someone teaching you something. And I think they got to live up to their hype. They got to be into it. Hell, we could go through stories. We already heard a lot of young dudes like to do everything else but be ready for baseball on that squad. So, and I'm not trying to take up for Davey, but I'm saying they can't just slide on away.
Sure. And then I think you look at roster construction. I think you look at what they're allowed to spend.
That's a problem. I mean, they could be put in the pickle.
But, dog, you got to be Colorado. They were 14-57. I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm not suggesting anything, but if anybody involved in leadership with the Washington Nationals, they might be looking for a realtor, man. like this might be happening. You might need somebody to talk about selling a house, and if you need to talk to a realtor, it's funny, dude. There's a house on my street. My neighbor, you've met my boy Nate. He just bought a whopper house at Chevy Chase, so he's selling his house. And I think they got that joint sold. They had an open house, and now the sign's off, right? There's another house around the corner down towards Mass Ave that's been sitting. And it tells you the difference in pricing things right and having the right realtor. These are two houses, two blocks away. One's sitting, one's not. I mean, maybe one's got a nicer dishwasher, but some point it's about who you work with. That's why I would call John Leahy.
Just like a recent seller did, they were thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over their asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? If you want to get that, you check out John Leahy and a guaranteed offer right there on their website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. Talk about our good friend John Leahy and the fine living group of the EXP Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
There's so much you can learn just by going to the website, johnsellsdmv.com, because I think a lot of people are sitting on a lot of equity in their home, and they're just unsure if they want to make a move. Say you want to move closer to your grandkids down south or move to the Eastern Shore, just get a quieter pace of life. Check out the website, and you can find out your home's value in seconds. From there, maybe you can get the instant cash offer from John, or you can just talk to John about selling it, see how much more you can go over asking. Whatever it is you want to do, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty can guide you through it. Call him today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Packing. Finley 1067 The Fan. Throughout the offseason here, we've been trying to catch up with all of the opponents Washington Commanders are going to face this fall. Mm-hmm. And when we get to week six, Monday night football, Chicago Bears again coming to town.
Wow.
I think this is the third
straight. They may be tired of coming here by now.
Dude, I think it's the third straight year the Bears are coming here, and they've all been primetime. Or one was a Thursday night, one was the 4:30 national game of the year, the Hail Mary, and then this one's going to be Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Helping us make sense of all of it is our friend Brad Biggs from Chicago, covers the Bears for Chicago Tribune. Brad, what's up, man? How you doing?
But he is a Washington fan.
Yeah, guys, I'm just glad that Landover is such an easy place to get in and out of for those primetime games. Should be great.
Do I recall, are you a Reston native, a Herndon native?
No, Falls Church.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm, that's a big mistake, and I'm very sorry.
Well, I mean, back when I was a kid, like Reston was like that was you were headed out about
to the boonies,
whole way to the boonies. Yeah.
I mean, I remember as a kid the first time I went out to I guess what is the current Redskins Park or Commanders Park for an Art Monk football camp, and I thought we had driven to the end of the earth, just driving to Ashburn.
Yeah.
Now it's Data Center, yeah, USA. I mean, like
that was, y'all still think that. Everybody live in Maryland think that.
You had to go through the middle of nowhere for a while to then get – it's changed a little bit, boys.
It certainly has, and a lot has changed for the Bears. You're done now through OTAs and mini camp. What is the vibe with the Bears now with Ben Johnson in charge and a really big offseason of change?
Yeah, like energy's high. There's optimism, although I'll tell you what, these guys, like, I don't know if it's in the building or the fan base or both, but their unique ability to regenerate optimism on an annual basis is pretty impressive because it hasn't been good here for a while, right? They haven't won a playoff game since after the end of the 2010 season, right? And they've been particularly bad for a while now, and you know, last year it was Caleb Williams and the new offensive coordinator, and obviously this year it's Ben Johnson in place, and they're just hoping that things take root with Caleb Williams. But people around these parts have a tendency to kind of compartmentalize the organizational issues, and when I say that, I mean the offensive coordinator sucked and he had to be fired. And when they fired him, what they did was they took all the problems ailing the organization and they put them in the cardboard boxes that the guy took with him. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the head coach stunk and he had to go too. And everything that was wrong about the Bears was put in a very tidy order in those cardboard boxes. And he took those with him. And it's like, they replace all these people on a regular basis and some of these overarching problems still continue. But I like Ben Johnson, guys. I think he did some fantastic work with the Detroit Lions. He's definitely brought a new intensity, I think, to the organization. And there's an opportunity for them to improve. But this is a tough division, and they've got a difficult schedule this season, and so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch how it plays out.
Well, Brad, I think, you know, it's easy to just – you got a new coordinator in as a head coach. He's the head coach now. You're bringing some other people, but the quarterback was part of the problem last year.
He did nothing on schedule. You could see his receivers getting pissed off. They showed frustration. Will he all of a sudden throw stuff on time?
Well, that's a great question.
I mean,
and you know, you're right that he struggled to kind of play on schedule, and I don't know that it would have looked dramatically different if you know, someone other than Shane Waldron was the coordinator last year, and Ben Johnson is going to try to fit Caleb Williams into everything that he did in Detroit with Jared Goff, right? You're talking mm-hmm. about talented quarterbacks with different skill sets, and he's going to take full advantage of the offensive pieces that they have. You look at the wide receivers. You talk about the tight ends with Colston Loveland joining the group. He's going to need to play on schedule with a more consistent rhythm week in and week out. And they better hope to heck they can run the football better with a completely retooled interior offensive line, because if you can do that, maybe you give a guy like Caleb a chance to have a lot more success in the play action game and doing some other things.
Specifically with Caleb, what is kind of the vibe with those two right now, with Ben and Caleb? I imagine if everything's not great right now, you're going to have much bigger trouble down the road.
I think it's good. Everything you hear, you're hearing the right things. Like mm-hmm. you're hearing the players say, I want to be coached hard, right? And
Hearing
Ben Johnson. Yeah, you're hearing Ben Johnson say, you know, we're taking this all the way down to ground zero. Like, you know, they've altered which foot goes forward when he's taking the snap under center. I mean, the most like basic rudimentary details. They're on that stuff, and so I think it's probably wise to expect some bumpy roads in August and maybe even in the September, with the hope being that things smooth out a little bit as they go. Like, it would be shocking to me if this thing was a dynamo out of the gate, like week one. Mm-hmm. Like, that just really doesn't happen very often, but I think the quarterback and the coach have said all the right things to this point.
Well, so we're talking with our friend Brad Biggs here, covers the Bears, Chicago Tribune. Brad joining us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can give Brad a follow at Brad Biggs, B-I-G-G-S. One story I heard out of there that I found curious, at least. I'm a Terp. I always take up for my Terps. What's up with DJ Moore? He seems not happy. I don't know what. I don't
Did
know.
You watch last year?
Yeah, I mean, you're there. What is up with DJ Moore?
Yeah, DJ always. You know how all these wide receivers are. If they're not getting 130 yards every week. Like, you know, it looks like somebody performed. Some sort of felony against their dog, right? Like, sad. They look forlorn. A lot of players had poor body language at times last year when these guys were struggling offensively, which was pretty much the entire season. DJ was a member of that. Ben Johnson's addressed it. He doesn't want the body language stuff to be an issue on the field, on the sideline, that type of thing. It's going to be interesting to me to see how they kind of do this with DJ Moore, with Roma Dunze, with they take a second round pick shot with Luther Burden, the kid out of Missouri, mm-hmm. who some people thought would go in round one. Like, this pick's got boom or bust written all over it to me. Like, this could go really big or it could go the wrong way, but you got a lot of talent there. How's he going to move those guys around? Who's going to fill specifically, you know, what role like when Ben Johnson was first hired, a lot of Bears fans thought, oh, DJ Moore, he'll be Amon-Ra St. Brown. And I'm like looking at him like, well, Amon-Ra St. Brown's a pretty highly technical route runner, right? And like, DJ is successful as he's been. I don't know that that's his jam. Like, that's not what he's known for. Like, he's a strong, physical, explosive guy who, when the ball's in his hands, can look like a running back at times. I think St. Brown's a more technical route runner. So we'll see, you know, kind of how it shakes out. And I mentioned earlier, they got Colston Loveland, the first-round pick from Michigan. Cole Kmet has been a productive pass-catching tight end before last season when he didn't get the ball at all. And, oh, by the way, that some of that's on the quarterback too. Like, that's not one of those issues you can just place squarely on the offensive coordinator. So it's going to be really interesting to me to see, because there's only one football to go around. And if they're winning, right, that takes care of all your issues. If they're not winning,
you got problems.
You got issues, right?
Totally.
Oh yeah.
Winning takes care of everything. What, if any, hangover is there from that Hail Mary game?
Oh, you know.
Is that corner still there?
Yeah, Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, I'll say that they hired Al Harris as their cornerbacks coach, okay? Longtime Packer,
yep.
Eagle.
That's my teammate.
I think Al, if someone's going to break through to Tyreek Stevenson – and kind of mentor him in the, hey, this is what you got to do day in, day out, week in, week out, in the facility, outside the facility, to be a pro. Like, Al's the guy that's got a shot to do that with Tyreek. But, you know, like, there were cracks in the cement, guys, before that play, before that disastrous ending of that game. And hopefully it was a humbling experience for not just players, but people in the organization who, you know, talking to folks, like, even before that game, like, oh, you wouldn't believe what you're hearing in the building now. You know, they've got things rolling now, and you're looking at it and you're like, well, they beat a crappy Jacksonville team in London, and they've got a couple other wins, but nothing really stands out. And they got they beat themselves at the end of that ball game.
Brad, we appreciate it, man.
Appreciate,
we'll see you,
brother,
in Landover. I know you're thrilled.
Yeah. You guys enjoy the summer. Football season will be here very soon.
I know, man. Hey, thanks for the time, dude. Always appreciate it.
Take care, fellas.
Bye, man.
Brad Biggs covers the Bears. Chicago Tribune does a great job. We come back, we're going to open these phones for Natstown to be mad. Anna, if you're out there, we want to hear from you. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, this is the week where I'm going to be riding to Dewey Beach, Bike the Beach, on June 20th. Me and five of my guys from the Riding 30 crew are going to be riding a 100-mile ride. And we're riding to support autism and disability inclusion. And trust me, this is a great ride. It all ends with a beachside festival at the Beach House Hotel in Dewey Beach, which is just a block away from the ocean, right in the heart of the action. So let's ride together, make a difference, and kick off summer in style. Want to join my team? You still can. Go to biketothebeach.org, look up Team Riding 30, RIDIN_30. Go to biketothebeach.org. You can join today. Let's get it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's have a great ride.
The song goes out to Natstown right now. There's pain.
Yes.
All right, so I'm just going to read some tweets from my man Mark Zuckerman, Mass in Sports, about last night's game. Jake Irvin gave up an early home run. I think Stallion, or maybe it was Toby, might have said you should always bet on Jake Irvin giving up a run in the first inning, which I didn't bet on, but I should have. Zuckerman tweeted last night, Jake Irvin's first inning ERA is now 10.8. Damn. After that, it's 2.77.
Yeah, but
so you just get Jake into the second, you're grooving. He gave up an early home run. But the Nats, James Wood hit a two-run shot, his 18th. Nats are on top last night. And Kyle Finnegan's been good. Nats had a lead going into the ninth against the Rockies. You should win this ball game. The phone is open to Anna and only Anna. Anna, if you call, you're coming right on. Kyle Finnegan gives up a home run to Hunter Goodman. Game tied 4-4. Then a person by the name of Mickey Moniak takes Finnegan deep. Nats trail 6-4. Final, Rockies 6, Nats 4. I got to remind people, the Rockies had won 14 games prior to last night.
Yeah, and again, the guy that's starting tonight is 1-10.
Now, the Rockies. Zuck also has a story that I just read. The Nats have now lost 9 in a row, okay?
Okay.
Do you know what has happened every other season? The Washington Nationals have had a 9-game losing streak.
They missed the playoffs?
Yes, but worse than that.
What?
They've had 100-plus losses. Mm. So this 9-game losing
streak.
They're
right now at 40-something?
Right now, I think they're 30-42. Mm. Yeah, 30-42. A 9-game losing streak is a really, really bad precedent, man. Yeah. I don't think this is a 100-loss team. I like to think they'll get their head kind of turned around here. But this is a June month here that is just completely submarining their season.
Yeah.
You've been on some bad teams. Football's such a different sport than baseball. But, like, what, if anything, can be done to turn things around?
The one thing about baseball, when do they have time to practice and correct stuff? They have so many damn games, they're always playing. When do they have time to practice and correct? Something's going on with their pitching, their bullpen. It's not good. When are they gonna correct it? How are they correct it?
I believe we have Anna. Is that
Anna,
right?
Anna, what's up?
Jeff, is this Anna? All right. Anna from Fairfax.
Yes. Same story as yesterday. I mean, I told you. He's lost the locker room. He needs to be gone. Davey Martinez needs to be gone. That was pathetic last night. Did you read some of the tweets? People are dressing up as empty chairs now. I mean, really? It's pretty sad.
Anna, how did you feel when Finnegan gave up the two home runs in the ninth?
Oh, okay. In real life, I'm like, well, it wasn't unexpected. You knew it was going to happen. I mean, I felt bad for him because it was just odd. Like, you know, you've never done this in all of these games, and today you pick this? Like, were you doing it on purpose? I don't know. I felt bad. I really did. I felt bad for him, but not bad enough that I'm going to support Davey Martinez.
You take it. Are you concerned now, 9 losses in a row, whenever the organization has had a 9-loss season, Anna, they've gone on to lose 100-plus games?
Oh, yeah, that won't surprise me in the absolute least. I don't see them turning this around. I mean, when you're losing to Colorado, I mean, really? Really? I mean, Colorado must have felt like they won the World Series yesterday.
Do you go to a lot of games, Anna?
No, I do not. I mean, as real as it is, I mean, I watch them. I love watching them. Going to games, sometimes, you know, when I can get tickets, when I can go. Right now, I can tell you, I won't pay to go watch any of these.
It's a tough time. Davey's a good person, but if he's lost the clubhouse, I don't know that you come back from that.
Right. I just feel like that's what's happened. I really do. I mean, it's like there's no energy. You don't see the energy. You know, and I understand teams go through all this bad stuff, but it's like, come on, guys. After a while, it's like an old record. It's like it's getting old now. But again, you know, get rid of them. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? Bring up the AAA coaches? I mean, how much worse could we actually get? Let's think about that. How much worse can we get?
9 in a row is bad.
9 in a row is bad.
You got to win tonight. The opposing pitcher is 1-10.
You know, you watch it and you're like, oh, my God, we've got the lead. And then you think in your head, well, we're going to probably screw this up. You know, I don't know. I mean, I was having fun watching. I don't know if you watched any of the I'm sorry. But, you know, you're watching a kid go. I mean, you're watching that and then you flip over and you watch the Nats and go.
Well,
wow.
You would say exactly what you said.
I mean, that was the thing. It's like there's a first, you know, it's a first no hitter in 65 years, and I'm laughing at my husband. I said, not anybody out there, unless it's a grandparent, was even alive when that happened the last time. You know, for the College World Series, and I'm like, this kid has given it everything he's got. Everybody's doing their thing, and you're like, and now we're going to watch the Nats. Okay. You know,
Anna, what if I told you I bet on the Nats last night?
Oh, that's a sucker bet, honey. But that's
oh, he's very much that.
I mean, I'm sorry, JP. That is a sucker bet to me. But, you know, and again, you know, miracles happen every day. But, okay, so they win today. Okay, you know. Again, you're playing Colorado. If you're playing the Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers, that would be awesome. You're playing Colorado.
Anna, we appreciate you responding. Anna. You're like Batman. We put the sign up and you're there for us.
Well, I was out. I was out doing errands and I said, oh my God, my husband laughed. He said, oh my God, you said your name out loud.
All right.
Listen, you guys have a good one. I enjoy listening to you guys because you just make my day, and you have a wonderful day, and maybe the sun will shine at some point again.
So. You do the same.
Thank you, Anna. Take care.
Thanks, bye.
All right. We love Anna. She's pissed.
Oh, yes, she is.
Barstool Nate out in Vegas.
Think he's going to be pissed?
The tables are running cold for Nate Dogg. So
Nate is like the Nets.
We'll get an update. Nobody go anywhere. It's
Nets, Nate, same thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.